Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul. Enriching lives with many possibilities, we embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, work to do, yes, indeed. You know how we get down here on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your show host, Sugar, and I am truly excited. Once again, we got another heavy hitter in the building today on Brown Sugar Radio, making it do what it do. You know how we always say that this is the live show on the internet, and it couldn't be live if we did not have some of the sickest guests that are available today on Brown Sugar Radio. I want to give it up because we have the one and only Canary Diamonds. How are you doing today, girlfriend?
Hey, what's up? I am great. Thank you.
All right. You know what? I'm going to tell y'all something. With a name like Canary Diamonds, you got to stand up. You hear me? I hear that name. I get excited when I hear Canary Diamonds. I'm like, that's a name that means some business. You feel me?
Right, right.
Okay. You about it. Girl, yeah, she about that life. All right. look, Canary. Okay, so you got to let us know. I mean, first of all, I got to say that your flow is just sick. I mean, I was like, golly, I don't even know what song to play. I like them all. We only got 30 minutes. I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to figure it out because I could not decide between Like Me and Don't Be. And so for the loyal listeners in the chat today, Canary Diamonds, you can certainly check her out on Twitter as well as Facebook. But today right here is the place to keep it locked because not only are you going to hear her story in regards to what it's like being a female MC in the game with a male-dominated industry, but you're also going to hear two of her hot new singles, and we're going to do that today. So, Canary, I want for my listeners to learn a little bit more about the woman. You know what I mean? The
okay,
vision,
right.
The purpose of Canary Diamonds. Fill us in, girlfriend. Let us know about Canary Diamonds.
Well, I am a female MC. I'm from Watts, California. I've been doing this forever, it seems.
right. What age did you start rhyming?
Maybe like in 2000. Like
all
2000.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
I started like in 2000.
So she a vet in the game. Look, 13 years in deep. All right.
Yeah,
that's what it takes. Yeah, but that's good.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just a girl living in a man's world trying to survive.
For real.
That's
okay.
How I put it.
Honey, I totally understand. Right. I'm like with you on that. You know, we got that female empowerment going on right now, so I understand.
Right.
Okay. No, it's really amazing to have you on the show today. And, you know, I believe that as you heard my intro for the show, that, you know, it's time to get up and serve a purpose and do something that is that's going to be remarkable and rememberable in your life. And, you know, when you are taking chances on your dreams, that's not easy. You know, it's easy to think about what you want to do in life, but to actually execute the moves and to let that vision come to pass, that's a totally different story. And, I mean, yes, and I want to fill my listeners in on a little bit in regards to some of the, you know, the various experiences that you have had being a female artist. You know, the, first of all, the music industry, I always say it is totally cutthroat. I've had a tremendous amount of, okay, I have had everything from, I mean, top platinum recording artists on Brown Sugar Radio to the underground, up-and-coming, aspiring artists, and no matter what level you are at, it has always been, everyone has said that you have truly got to make sure that you are surrounded with the right people, because if not, you will totally get burned. And, you know, I think that, first of all, your publicist, I got to give it up. He is amazing. I want to say thank you so much. Victor's doing an awesome job. You know, I know you're in good you're in good hands with him. But I want to ask you, you know, you've had the privilege of recording with some outstanding artists who have really been heavy hitters in the game, you know, as far as, you know, we got Kendrick Lamar, and, you know, you were able to work with Tatiana Ali on recording Candy Girl, you know. I mean, I can go on and on. Chingy, you know, Lady of Rage, she's just been doing some major things. She also had the privilege of working with Dr. Dre. And I just want to ask you, you know, working with various artists such as that magnitude, you know, what would you say was some of the vital lessons you learned from them?
I'm sorry, you broke up. I'm sorry. My phone
No, okay. I was going to ask you, you know, working with, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you've collaborated with Kendrick Lamar, Nipsey Hussle, Glasses Malone, Lady of Rage, Dr. Dre, Tatiana Ali. I'm just naming a few. What would you say that you have learned, some of the valuable lessons that you've learned working with these artists in the music industry?
Working with them has taught me a lot musically, because what I've learned is everybody has their own different way of doing things, and style is not one set thing. Like, a lot of artists think coming into it, there's a formula, like, you know, like, if we do it like this, it's going to happen like this, you know, but it's not. It's an individual basis when it comes to creativity, you know. So other than that, like, I've learned from them that, like you said, the team around you.
Canary. You must, Canary. You're breaking up. You might want to move to another area where we can hear you a little better.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh yes. Okay, much better. Wherever you at, just stay right there.
Until
we play your single, girl, then you can move a little bit and go right back to that spot.
Right. Can you hear me? Is it fine?
Yeah, we hear you, girl. Go ahead, tell us your story.
So, you know, dealing with those people just taught me to stand, number one, stand on who I am as an artist, and number two, the team. Like you said, having a good team around you is very important. Like, That's the most important thing, because it takes a team. Nobody has been successful just by themselves. You know, it takes a team. It takes a few people to work the different levels and all that type of stuff to get the train rolling. You know, so different components. So the team is very important, and that's what I like the most about working with other people. Just looking at their teams and how their teams are involved in their careers.
Right, and you know what? I truly believe that it's vital. You know, you have to have, you know, a renewing of who you are as an artist. You know, you have to continually reinvent yourself to remain relevant in the game, because that's one of the I would say, challenges that a lot of artists state. You know, they're like, Sugar, look, you know, this is what I'm going through. I believe that one of the hardest attributes to remaining an artist is remaining current and relevant and fresh. How do you keep on top of the game?
Number one is to pay attention. You know, pay attention to your surroundings, and you always got to know, don't never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, but always have some idea. You know, you can't be stuck in the 80s and it's 2013. That's for dang
right.
Sure.
Right, but
you have to stay current. You have to stay current. You have to know what's going on, especially in your field. You have to know what's going on, and I think a lot of artists lose touch of that. They lose touch of what's new. I'm not saying chase trends or nothing like that. Still do you, but learn where you fit in the time. You know, you can't still be rocking like it's the 80s and it's 2013. You won't fit. You have to know how you fit, where you fit in the current times, you know, and I think that's what a lot of artists mess up at. They don't pay attention, you know. So that's number one, paying attention. And then number two, keep it fresh, like current. Always add something. Take something away. You know, it's entertainment at the end of the day. It's creativity, and it's what we love, and we all love music, but it's entertainment at the end of the day, and if you're not entertaining, I mean, that's only going to get you so far, you know. So just like any relationship. In your relationship, you don't want to do the same old boring thing. People get tired, you know. Spice it up a little bit. And that's my motto.
Right, you know, and that's exactly, you know, what needs to take place in order to continue
mm-hmm.
to, you know, revolve yourself and to stay on top of your game, you know. And
right.
Like I said, you know, I think that just the music industry in itself, that brings a lot of competition for up-and-coming artists. Now, you've been in the game for quite some time, and, I mean, I can just certainly tell in regards to your style, your flow, your swag, just how you get down, I know that you're going to be a top artist, you know. However, what my question is in regards to the work behind it. See, a lot of aspiring artists such as yourself that want to, you know, make it big, get that platinum album, whatever, they just look at the glitz and the glam. But I want
right.
you to keep it 100 for them today. You know, what goes behind the music video? What goes behind, you know, on stage and, you know, you're getting your, you know what I mean, your Grammy? It's a lot more to it than that. I want you to really just break it down and share the details, what it takes
to
truly
be
successful.
It definitely takes hard work. To whom much is given as much as required. Like, that's just what it is. If you want a lot, you have to give a lot. And a lot of artists take on that I'm creative, you know. Oh, I'm creative. I'm talented naturally, so things should come with me, and they sit, and things are just going to come, and that's not the way it works, you know. Like,
right.
You have to work. You have to put in the work. You have to put in the long hours. You have to show up when you don't feel like showing up. You have to talk when you don't feel like talking. You have to put, you know, you have to stay safe. You got to smile when you don't feel like smiling. You have to do that as an artist because you're a public figure, you know, so you have to. Like, you have to, but most of all, you have to put in the work. You have to grind. Like, nobody is going to work harder for you than you are. So I think that's where a lot of artists mess up, too. They feel they're talented, so people should work hard for them, and they're not willing to make self-sacrifices, you know? And that just is what it is, really. Like, you look at the Beyoncé's, Beyoncé worked hella hard. Like, Beyoncé
right.
didn't get where she at because she just can sing and she looks like what? You know, no. That don't, she works hard. Like, and most people only
it's a package, yeah. Right, exactly. And that's what, okay, because you got the look, hands down. You know what I mean? You're a beautiful, you know, young lady. And then when it comes to having that sound, you have a unique sound about your voice, you know, and then you got to work on the music. Now, you can have a voice, but if you're not working with a producer that's giving you that sound that you need or the beats that you need, that could be
mm-hmm.
a whole nother ballgame. And it's a
right.
lot. And right. So, you know, in regards to the look that you have to have, you got to market yourself. And I want to say that I really do love the fact, whoever your stylist is, girl, I need to give them, like, a high five because you got it. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
and,
you.
And you're right.
Thank
it's a
you.
Lot. That you got to put into it. I have three words that I want to say for you, and then I'm going to play your first single that I absolutely love. When I listen to your songs and speaking to you, right now on the air, I'm looking at a woman that's ambitious, focused, and driven. You know, and that's your secret to success. That's how you've maintained in the game and remained relevant for so long, you know. And I just want to say that with your song, Like Me, I mean, you're going to hear it today. All of my loyal listeners that are tuning in via Facebook and Twitter, we got a few that's in the chat. I want for y'all to definitely show this sister some love because I'm going to play her first single right now because we got to squeeze in two and I got to figure out how I'm
going to
do it. So on top of trying to interview you and getting to know you better, having my fans fall in love with you, I want for my fans to truly get a side of Canary Diamonds. The reason I picked two, first of all, I couldn't decide which one. Like Me is, to me, a party song. You know, it's like a get down. It's about that swag. It's about, you know, hey, this, I got it. This is what it takes to be a boss
right.
lady. You know
right.
what I mean? That's what I get from that song. Then when we listen to Don't Be, that's more of like a lover song. And I was like, oh, how sweet. You know, like in love, you and your man. You know what I mean? Like it's just about, you know, feeling one another, vibing. So
right.
I'm going to go ahead and play Like Me without further ado because I only have a few more minutes to get it all in. Certainly,
okay.
all of my listeners that are tuning in, definitely show some love for Canary Diamonds. This is the first single, Like Me. Y'all keep it locked and loaded right here on Brown Sugar Radio. We'll be right back.
Word in the streets, this shit got beef, but that place, that is not me. Act like a wolf, but look like a sheep. I was taught well from them looking on Grape Street. So test me, with this shit do. Stop talking about it, and shit make a move. You think you fly, cause in Jeffrey Campbell shoes. I could buy a ten of those with one in my Jimmy Choo. You are some dummy. See me and you are running from me. You carry and you are like bummy. And to me, that's why your man keeps coming. All the haters come out when they come around. If you knew better, you would calm that shit down. You ain't never seen a bitch like me. You ain't never seen a bitch like me. If you broke, get your cake up. I ain't sweating these bitches, ain't no messing up my makeup. If you broke, get your cake up. I ain't sweating these bitches, ain't no messing up my makeup. Good night, on sight. Somebody better tell these girls I'm with that light. That little model tape, little body frame. Had breakfast with my man. But with yours tonight, looking at myself, I know you sick of hate. Cause how could your boyfriend not wanna date me? And as of lately, he been distracting me with all his spending, with tricking actually. And you can't change that, I know you hate that. And I don't give a shit, make them cuss to pay that. Oh, poor thing, oh, your old flame. He didn't hit, but he do flip over. All the haters come out when they come around. If you knew better, you would calm that shit down. You ain't never seen a bitch like me. You ain't never seen a bitch like me. If you broke, get your cake up. I ain't sweating these bitches, ain't no messing up my makeup. If you broke, get your cake up. I ain't sweating these bitches, ain't no messing up my makeup. It ain't about money, homie, it ain't about me. I get it how I live and living fly is how I be. Man, I know I get looking this for that nigga get me. Promise you ain't never seen a bitch like me. If it ain't about money, it ain't about me. I get it how I live and fly is how I be. Man, I know I get looking this for that nigga get me. I bet you ain't never seen a bitch like me. We ballin' like you never can. You only dreamin' money, so we call it Wonder Bread. We ballin' like you never can. You only dreamin' money, so we call it Wonder Bread. All the haters come out when they come around. If you knew better, you would calm that sad down. You ain't never seen a bitch like me. You ain't never seen a bitch like me. If you broke, get your cake up. I ain't sweatin' these bitches, ain't no messin' up my makeup. If you broke, get your cake up. I ain't sweatin' these bitches, ain't no messin' up my makeup. You are some dummy. See me and you are run from me. You carry and you are like bummy. And to me, that's why your man keeps coming. You are some dummy. See me and you are run from me. You carry and you are like bummy. And to me, that's why your man keeps coming. All the haters come out when they come around. If you knew better, you would calm that shit down. You ain't never seen a bitch like me. You ain't never seen a bitch like me. If you broke, get your cake up.
There it is. Turn it up, baby, right here. I'm telling you, that song right there is fire. I love it. And so
yeah.
I had to get that in. You feel me?
Right.
I was like, oh, I'm looking at the time. I'm just like, oh, Lord, let me squeeze this song in because I truly love it. I really do. I can see me getting dressed and ready, you know what I'm saying? And girl, look, flossing, having, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's what that song is on. Yeah. What's your inspiration behind Like Me, Canary?
Like Me? Well, in LA, we have this movement we call Ratchet. We got this Ratchet movement. It's the sound of music. It's the sound of music.
Right.
So I was like with my producers, and I was like, you know, let's do something ratchet for the people. You know, I'm from LA. That's the new LA sound. So when we give them one, you know what I'm saying? So we got in there. They start doing a beat, and then I just started writing it, and that's what came out. Like,
okay, Like Me. Yeah.
Right. The inspiration is really just like, you know, every woman feel like that, especially when you fly and you know you fly. You know you get dressed.
Right.
Out, you be like, it ain't another man. It's just me.
Right.
You ain't
get
never seen
it. Get your stilettos on and your Magna Gloss. What?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
What? You ain't never seen a chick like me. You better get it right.
Right. Okay. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. Huh.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. It's about confidence. Truly, it is.
Right.
You know, and it's not... By all means, come on, Brown Sugar Rodeo, listen, Sugar is not telling you to be cocky. There's a difference. It's about confidence.
Right.
It's about knowing who you are, loving yourself. That's the message.
Exactly.
So please don't send me no hate mail now saying, oh, Sugar's talking
right.
about being cocky. No, it's just about loving yourself at the end
exactly.
of the day.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, it is, I love, like I said, I truly love that song. I was like, hey, girl, sitting here dreaming when it was playing. Right.
Thank you.
All right. This next single, I only have 8 minutes remaining, and I'm going to squeeze this next one in, and then I want to talk some more in regards to just your career and, you know, being the genre you're in hip-hop. Now, I know being from Watts, okay?
Right.
I want to kind of get into that, too. You know, Watts has a lot of stereotypes, and, you know, I want to break all that down today, you know, if we can get into it. Don't Be, when I think of this single, it reminds me of cruising with my drop top, you know, having the wind blowing through my hair, feeling good. This is a feel-good song, you know, and I love it, you know, just speaking about the attraction between a man and a woman. And so this is a more laid-back mellow. It's not as upbeat as the other song. And I said, you know what, I want to show both sides of Canary Diamond. I want to show the hip-hop, you know, grooving, dancing, feeling good, getting your, you know, your workout on, whatever. But then I want to also show the more soft, subtle, you know, sophisticated, classy side of you. And this is what made me think of this. That those are the words that describe this song to me, in my opinion. So I'm going to go ahead and play that right now, all right?
Okay.
Don't touch
that
mouse. Ladies and gentlemen that are tuned into the chat on Facebook and Twitter, we will be right back. I'm telling you, don't click it. Don't click it. We will certainly be right back. All right, y'all. Here's Don't Be. Canary Diamonds is in the building on Brown Sugar Radio.
Don't be afraid, boy. Don't be afraid, boy.
like a bunny, so I guess you my playboy. We gon' be at this all night, full of pleasure, just how I like. Look, see right there, you're right there. Don't be afraid, I'ma treat your body with care. Yeah, this is your private show. Got you spending that attention in my body roll. Look at the red bumps, look at the thighs, look at the hips and breasts under my eyes. Between these thighs, you love it the way I throw my eyes. Afraid, and I mean, like I said, that song is just so relaxing. You know, I love just the whole vibe of the song, you know.
Thank
so let's
you.
Get into, yeah, you're welcome. Let's get into Don't Be in regards to what was it that had you write the lyrics to that song. Was it an event, a personal experience? I mean, what was it?
I'm more, when it comes to, you know, guys, I'm more of the laid back. I'm not more the aggressor. I'm more the laid back one, you know. I like to be chased. I like to play the
right.
Play. So with that song, I was like, let me take on a different, you know, because that's me. But that's not every female, you know. Sometimes females are aggressive, and that's fine, you know. If that's what you do, that's what you do. Go, girl, you know. So I'm like, let me take on.
She's like, well, that ain't
ego
me.
Of me. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you know. I'm like, but let me take on the alter ego, the girl when I do see a guy in a club and I just want to jump on, you know, even though I don't.
Right.
But it's the thought of it and you want to jump on him. You know what I'm saying? So let me go there, you know.
Right,
so
right.
I took that perspective with Don't Be Record, you know, of seeing a guy you're attracted to and not being scared, you know, and just being like, look, we both grown. This is what it is, you know.
Right.
Don't be scared. Mama, aggressive. You know?
Right, when I come at you with all this sexiness, now don't get scared
right.
on the sister.
Don't get scared, boy. Don't get scared.
For real. I love it.
She
I truly do. And like I said, I couldn't figure out which one to play. I'm glad I played them both. That way the listeners in the chat get a taste of both sides of Canary
yeah.
Diamond. Now, girl, your name is just so, like, girl's bomb. How did you come up with Canary Diamond?
Long story short, the Canary Diamond, look, long story short, the hip-hop, the Canary Diamond, right, the Canary Diamond is very popular in hip-hop, you know, especially when Fabulous was, like, on top, it was, because he said it in almost every verse he ever spit, he always talks about a Canary Diamond, so my name was already Canary at first, you know, but people were thinking I was a singer, so I'm like, dang, what can I do to add on to... you know, some edginess, something, so they can be like, okay, well, maybe she's not a singer. What do? You know? So
right.
I started doing my research, you know, and I came across the Canary Diamond, and the diamond is actually a very rare diamond. Like, every yellow diamond is not even a real Canary Diamond. Like, it has to be certified, go through testing, and all this stuff to be considered an actual Canary Diamond. So I was like, you know, I I equated that very well. You know, I'm like, I'm rare, you know, I'm rare.
Right. That's me.
You know,
That's me.
I'm rare. I don't, it's not a me, you know, in the industry right now. So I'm like that. I was like, let me out this diamond, you know, so that it worked. It all came together real well. It worked.
That's it. You know, that's so funny that you said canaries don't sing, because you're right. Those birds do sing, don't they?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
So when people hear canary, they're like,
what you singing about, girl? You're not a canary. What you singing about?
Well,
I am an MC. Hello?
Right. I was just going to ask you, because in Don't Be, so that wasn't you singing the hook. That was another artist?
That was Sheena Player singing the hook.
Okay.
An artist from L.A.
That's what I was
named Sheena Player.
All right. Well, thank you, Sheena. You did your thing, girl. I thought that was you. So I was going to ask you about that. Like, wow, you sing and you run, but
I actually do sing. That's actually how I started off in the industry. Well, I started off as a dancer, a choreographer. Then I went and got into the girl group singing thing. You know, those never work, unfortunately.
Right. Sure
unfortunately.
Is, right.
Yeah, so I went solo rapping after my last girl group, but I do sing a bit, definitely.
Okay, that would most definitely work. I mean, you know, I think that it's truly just all about, you know, having that confidence and just believing in yourself at the end of the day, you know.
Right.
And I want to, you know, share in regards to just being from Watts. You know, Watts has a ton of stereotypes, and do a lot of people prejudge you? You know, do they feel like you hardcore, or do they, you know what I'm saying? How do they approach you knowing you from Watts, you know?
Right. Definitely. I get a lot of prejudgments because I'm from Watts. You know, like a lot of people, even just the way I look, they'd be like, no, you're lying. Show me a birth certificate or something. Like, really? Like, I'm going to say Watts on my birth? Okay.
Right.
You know, but I do. I do get a lot of you know, prejudgments from being from Watts, you know, and then when people hear me and hear I'm from Watts, they expect me to be this super hardcore rapper, like N.W.A., gangster rapper,
right.
And I'm like, no, not really, you know, I'm not that either, you know, so, and then I do get a lot, but, you know, the more I come to find out, the more, you know, my popularity is growing and stuff, you know, the easier it's getting. People aren't necessarily concentrated on where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? They're more interested in what I do at this point, so that's good. But when I started off, yeah, it was, oh, you from Watts? Oh, you see two people? Like,
right,
oh.
Right. How you make it, girl?
Yeah, like, girl, how you get out of here?
Right. See, but
you know, so, yeah.
Right, we just keep it 100 here on Brown Sugar Radio, and I think that it's good to know where you're from, you know, and you're
proud
of where you're from.
That's one thing I do. I rep my city to the, why I am from Watts.
To the fullest,
right? I love it. Like, no place like home. I love it. But, you know, I'm not a gangbanger murderer just because I'm from Watts.
Okay, let's just clarify that. Right, because that is a stereotype.
Right, exactly.
You're like, rap to Watts, girl.
Yeah, exactly. Girl, you better not go through there.
Right.
Right.
It's like, okay, for real? I just want to ask you one more question, and I'm going to ask if you would do us the honor of freestyling for us. I'm going to try to see if I can pull up an instrumental, but if I don't get one up in time, I guess we're going to have to do it a cappella style. But I just love, like I said, your voice and everything. But just share with us your mission statement as an artist, as a woman, you know, as a human, just what is it you desire to achieve?
My mission as an artist is to empower, you know, empower people and give them hope. Like, even if it's, I say all the time, even if it's just one person I helped out, I'm okay with that. Like, if this one person looked at me and was like, I didn't give up because something I heard Canary say, or I didn't give up because she inspired me, or I did this because she inspired me, because I heard her say that, and that made me believe in myself. Like, that's my thing. Like, just empowering women and men, but, most, you know, I'm a woman, so definitely empowering women to not, you know, you don't have to even follow, you know, the status quo or whatever. You don't have to go with whatever body wants you to be. You know, step out and be with who you want to be. And whoever that is, you be confident in it. And you do it, you know, and that's my whole thing. It's just basically empowerment.
And that's very important to have, you know, with a goal, making sure that you have that positive reinforcement to move forward, you know, with your
right.
goals and to block out any type of haterism, negativity. You know, at the end of the day, what would you say as a female in the industry? Often it is a stereotype that women have to sleep their way to the top, or women
mm-hmm.
have to, you know what I'm saying, do a little bit more
right.
than men do. You know, let's just keep it 100 in regards
right.
to the relationships. How do you feel about those stereotypes that women have in the music industry?
I hate them. I hate
right.
that we have this. I hate that we have that stigma. You know, because everybody is not doing that, and even the people you do see in relationships, those people can really be in love. You know, while we judging them like, oh girl, she mess with him because she won't. She girl, she getting that producer. But we're women at the end of the day. You know, we have emotions, we have hearts. You know, she might really be in love with that man. You know what I'm saying? That might be her
right.
heart. And she
right.
might didn't do that just to get on. You know what I'm saying? She probably really fell in love. You know, when you're working with a person and you're close and you're around a person, that's in any aspect in life. You know, you learn people and you fall for people. And that's in any aspect. It's not just in this business. You know, so I hate it. I hate that you can't. As a woman, you have to walk on eggshells like, oh, if I talk to this person, they don't think I'm messing. I'm trying to get on. Because, you know, it's just we're women at the end of the day, and I just wish people would look at it like that more. You know, like, they're women. We have hearts. We have emotions. We fall in love. We fall out of love. We fall in love. And that just is what it is. Everybody is not dealing with people just to get ahead. Now, you do have those. You do have
right.
those women. But we're not all that way. You know, we're not all that way. So I just really wish people would stop. You know, like, oh, girl,
she
got
exactly.
on because she was messing with homeboy. No.
That's the only. Yeah, and it's sad because at the end of the day, I believe that people are where they're at, number one, because of their God-given talent,
mm-hmm.
and number two, because of their consistency to stick with their goals. But people
right.
that I have a motto, quitters never win, and winners never
mm-hmm.
lose.
Right.
And, you know, as long as you are consistent with what you desire, you know,
right.
at the end of the day, hats off to you, to that individual. And so it's
right.
your consistency, you
right.
know what I mean, that's
right,
kept
because,
you.
Right, because at the end of the day, too, you sleeping with somebody ain't going to guarantee you nothing. You still have
right.
to put that work in. Nobody slept with somebody and was just a superstar the next day. Like, no. Hard work still goes into that. It's still, like you said, consistency. You still have to have goals and still have to work. You still have to put the work in regardless. So I think that's a bunch of crap, that every woman just has to sleep their way up to the top. I think that's a bunch of crap.
It's so unfair sometimes being a woman. Isn't
it is unfair.
It really is.
It really is. It really,
like,
really
wow,
is.
For real? Why can't I be intelligent and talented? You know, why
exactly.
do I have this? Look, right. But, you know,
yeah.
it, like I said, that is something I wanted you to clarify, you know, because it is something that is often, you know, repeated. And I just
mm-hmm.
felt that I wanted to get an opinion of an
and
artist that is truly in right now the limelight. And, you know, you're doing some awesome things with your career. And I think
mm-hmm.
that it's great that you are vocalizing this so that other young ladies can hear it, you know.
Right.
And I am going to, did I get it up? I'm trying to see. I'm trying to get this single up while we are on the air. I think I got about maybe 3 minutes remaining. Did I get it? Yes. Okay, it came up. Yay. All right. So what I'm going to do, I would love for you to give my fans a treat.
Okay.
By just flowing. You know, off the top
okay.
of your head, I'm going to play my favorite. I love that single by Kendrick Lamar, Swimming Pool. I'm going to play the instrumental.
Okay.
And if you needed to play for a few minutes, like I said, we probably got about maybe 5 minutes remaining on the air.
Okay.
Just let it play for a couple of minutes. You, I mean, not a couple of minutes. You know.
Yeah,
it play
I know
for
what you mean.
A couple of seconds. Yeah, you know what you're doing. Girl, look, you the flow of this, all right? Okay, so I'm going to play it for a bit if you just... You know, let it flow, whatever's in your heart, and then we're going to close probably in the next, like I said, 4 minutes now and count. So it doesn't have to be very long.
Okay.
I just want to give a taste, all right? All right, here we go. All of the oh, let me bring my chat box up, Lord. Okay, there we are. I am so sorry I lost some of the listeners in the chat. My chat box closed. All right, here we go. All right, this is Canary Diamonds doing her thing right here on Brown Sugar Radio. Freestyle. All right, we're going to turn this up. Let's get live in the building right now. Okay, there we go, there we go. All right, go ahead, girl.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I'm as fly as I wanna be, fine as I wanna be. They eyeing me, cause it's high that they wanna be. I keep it hot, spit boom to the third degree. I'm still in the game, cause shit, it is burglary. Hey yo, beefing ain't nothing but a word. Yo, a deaf man with no ears even heard of me. I take pride, I was raised in the ghetto. But before you take that, you better drop rose petals. And every time you call me Lady Capone, I see a lot of songs on, but I ain't breaking the bone. Yo, I been had the grip, taking the song. Even the mic bell down when I'm making the song. Anybody take this to say that you're wrong, even when the streets talking, they lower they tone. Never backing down, yo, I'ma take it right here. I'm hip hop queen, but every rapper's nightmare, yeah. Hey.
Hey. That's what's up. All right, girl, yes, I like that.
Thank
That's
you.
Good. You're welcome. You are so, girl, look, okay, she murdered that. Murdered it.
Thank you.
Right here. On Brown Sugar Radio, I just want to commend you for, you know, your success in the business, and I know you're going to go far. We have to close. I don't want to let you go. I love my guests on the show. I do. I never let,
right.
let my guests go. We have too much fun.
Right. I feel you.
But certainly, you're welcome back anytime. You know, you release a new single, you got something going on, you want to let us know about here on Brown Sugar Radio, we got your back, most deaf. Before I let you go, do you have any up-and-coming performances, events, promotions you'd like to let your fans know as well as my listeners?
I am working on my EP, so look out for that, but you can go get my latest project called No Gravity at canarydiamonds.com and follow me on Twitter at canaryd. And
all
thank
right.
you for having me.
You are so, so truly welcome. I have enjoyed this show. Like I said, you know, at the end of the day, I just know that you are doing major things. And, I mean, don't ever let no negativity, no haterism, nothing like that stop you from your God-given talent. You have a gift. And just keep
thank
on
you.
Pushing. I'm proud of you, girl. So just keep doing what
thank
you do.
Thank you. Thank
all
you.
Right. All right. Well, thank you, okay. Canary Diamonds. All right, girl.
Okay. See you
it's
later.
Been nice having you on the air. All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
All right, so there it is, Canary Diamonds. I mean, those of you who don't know, now you know. All right, check her out. You can take Twitter. She has, you know, her Facebook up. Support her. Show her some love, you know. Sister doing some positive things with her life, using the gifts that she has, and that's what's up. So, hey, it is what it is. You know, I always like to leave you with a positive motto. quote, whatever you want to call it, inspirational, you know, tidbit of info. And the thought that I want to leave you with today is the only man who never deserves mistakes is the man who never does anything. Y'all got that? The only man who never makes mistakes, never deserves mistakes, never makes them, is the man who never does anything. I hope that certainly has touched you. Make sure that you're making a difference in somebody's life today. And be back. We'll be back in action next week with your girl, Sugar. I have had an amazing time tonight. So, hey, I will see you back next Saturday, same time, same place. We got to keep it popping here on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. All right, make sure you show me some love. Follow me on Brown Sugar Radio, SUGA, on Twitter as well as Facebook. Spread the word. Let everybody know right here is where it's happening at. It's been a pleasure being able to speak and connect with my listeners again. I am going to go ahead and exit on out. All right. So, hey, y'all know what time it is. Thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment